We begin with the latest on the attacks in Brussels. The Belgian capital is on maximum alert following multiple explosions in two places, the international airport and a subway station. Dozens of people were killed and hundreds injured. Belgian authorities say the blasts were acts of terrorism, and ISIS has claimed responsibility. Earlier, I spoke with reporter Anna Holligan. She's part of the BBC team covering the aftermath in Brussels.
We're right outside the European Commission building, right in the heart of Brussels, where the flags are flying half-mast. This is very close to the scene of the explosion at the Maalbeek metro station, where at least 20 people were killed. We've actually just got in the car because we're on the way to another district of Brussels, Schaarbeek. This is, we're hearing reports, the scene of another police operation. This, we should say, is the place where the brother of Salah Abdeslam, who was arrested last week, was buried last week. He was one of the people involved in the Paris terror attacks. And we've just heard from the authorities here in Belgium that they are not yet linking the attacks in Brussels today with the attacks in Paris last November. But certainly people are feeling, after this statement from the so-called Islamic State claiming responsibility, that it has shown once again their ability to strike fear in the heart of Europe.
What's the mood of the people in Brussels right now?
People who we've spoken to are defiant. They are determined to continue with their lives and refuse to allow the aims of the terrorists to stop them from going about their business. That people, you can hear the cars driving past, taxi there, are leaving their office buildings right now. Earlier today, schools were closed, according to the crisis centre which has been set up. A couple of metro stations have reopened. The main train stations have reopened, although the airport where the explosions went off this morning will be closed again tomorrow, and Belgium is holding 3 days of national warning. And also the terror threat level has been raised to 4, which is the highest level. And we heard from the Belgian Prime Minister earlier today. He said this was a tragic moment in our country's history, but what we feared has happened. So there is very much a sense amongst the people here that an attack might have been imminent. And then there is the question of why the intelligence services were unable to prevent this.
What is the latest on why these bombings took place now?
Why these bombings took place now is a question that the security services, the politicians, the people here on the streets of Brussels will all be asking themselves. At the moment, no one has the answer. There has been speculation today that the timing is significant insofar as it comes 4 days after the arrest of 26-year-old Salah Abdeslam. He was one of the main suspects in the Paris attacks. He was apprehended on a street close to his home in the Molenbeek district of Brussels last Friday. The speculation is that these attacks were conducted in retaliation against that operation, or perhaps because his associates feared that he may surrender to the authorities, because we heard from his lawyer over the weekend that he was cooperating with the Belgian police during the interrogations. But of course, as the Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said today, what we feared, their worst fears have been confirmed, which is why they are now dealing with more than 30 casualties after these three, it seems, coordinated explosions in Brussels.
My BBC colleague Anna Holligan in Brussels.